All right, Jeff, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're going to pick up at the top of 72. Top of 72. So remember again, right, Mosh, what do you have? 73? Oh, really? The top?
No. I didn't mark it.
All right, you know, we'll pick up. We'll pick, really?
Yeah.
We got that far. I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed. All right, so let's pick up. We'll pick up top of 73. So remember again, the Ramchal of Kashtil teaching us this idea that after 120, when a person is in the Olam HaEmes, and a person ultimately sees their true standing, or what they could have been, so says Ramchal, just understand the incredible tsar, the incredible pain and difficulty that one experiences in that moment when they see what they could have been, versus ultimately again what they see, what they became. Shetamod mula olam haba, ta'amod mul atzmecha be'emes. Well, it's actually a very profound statement. Shetamod mul ha'olam haba, when you stand opposite the world to come, when you stand in the world to come, ta'amod mul atzmecha be'emes. You're going to stand opposite the real you. In other words, that after 120, it's a very profound yisur, but after 120, the most difficult part of divine judgment is not, we spoke about it, it's not the punishments, right? It's not the punishments, because remember, everyone sins, everyone makes mistakes, and we understand there's an accounting for all of those things. But at the end of the day, the thing ultimately that creates the potential greatest amount of pain is when I see what I could have been, when I see what I should have been, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows me the quote-unquote real me, and I have to compare that image ultimately to the person I became, and inevitably, the person I became falls short of the image that I could have been. Yesh v'yesh ke'ev gadol. There's great pain as a result of that. V'zetivi. And this is natural. Again, that phrase, shetamot mul ha'olam haba. When you stand opposite the world to come, when you stand in the world to come, tamot mul atzmecha be'emes. That's when you stand opposite the real you. Hare lecha she'ina savlanut hazeh asher hin darshim la'atzmo la'hakamem chomer havoda ela pitwei kozev. Tef Rabosai, sometimes, you know, patience is a virtue, that is true, and sometimes patience is a great detriment. Sometimes we are too patient with ourselves in terms of what we need to accomplish, how we need to grow. And unfortunately, sometimes too much patience, that ultimately we allow ourselves too many mistakes, we allow ourselves too much time to get ourselves together and to accomplish the things we need to do, is not really patience, but rather, again, it's just simply appeasing ourselves and convincing ourselves that we don't have to do the necessary work. Let's go, look, begin the next section. Zo stam ashliya. So we'll say ashliya is an illusion. So this whole thing that we're discussing is an illusion. Lahamit zelo enoshi. Well, this is actually very profound. To lahamit literally means like to produce less. To produce less, to under accomplish, is not the natural state of man. Zelo tiv'ei anashim lo chayim kacho. Well, this is not natural. Most people do not like to live in a state of underperformance. Anashim kin rotzim lahotzi me'atzmam yoser az lama lihilachim negel tevra. Well, this is actually quite interesting, because people often assume that the natural, like, default position of man is to underperform. Is to get by with less. To get by with doing as little as possible. So Rav Kashtiel actually posits that it's just the opposite. That the teva, the nature of man, is actually not to underperform, but rather, again, to push themselves as much as possible. People want to extract from themselves, want to bring out from themselves as much as possible. Therefore, again, says Rav Kashtiel, why fight against nature? Zetzarach lihios tivi normali beinyanim amitim beruchanim. So Rav Kashtiel posits that the natural default of man is to try to produce, to try to do, to try to accomplish as much as possible. If that's the case, then why ultimately, again, undersell myself? Haratzon lahamit hu be'emes stam ashliya. So the desire ultimately to underperform and to undersell is really but an illusion. Ukvar lohaya makom lepitui zeh. Lohem lule hayorom amitas ha'inyin. And the truth is, there would be no way for us to convince ourselves that underperforming is okay if we really saw life for what it was. Avalafisha in Mavakshin also Vaholkin Vishogim their tsonam Hinelo Yusar Mehem Pituyam Ad Zman Asher Lo Yoilahem Kilo Ye Od Biadam Latakin Es Asher Shihasu. But we'll say, what's the problem? The problem is that we often like to deceive ourselves. The problem is we like to create alternate realities for ourselves, and in these alternate realities, underperforming becomes something that is acceptable. And also the scary part is that sometimes the only time we begin to recognize our capacity, our ability, and the need to push ourselves as much as possible is when we get to the next world. And the problem, of course, becomes that what? In the next world, in Olam Haba, I don't have the ability to push myself anymore. Page 74. He says, V'hu ma sha'amr Shlomo HaMelech alav ha-shalom. This is what Shlomo HaMelech said. Kol asher timsa yadcha la'asos b'kochacha aseh ki'in ma'aseh v'cheshbon v'das. This is what Shlomo HaMelech said in Koheles. Everything you have the ability to do, everything that is within your power, everything that is within your reach, do, because ultimately, again, you'll see there's no cheshbon, there's no calculations in the future. What does that mean? Ba'olam hazeh, tzarech lihios arani lepotentzial shebecha. In this world, a person must be constantly vigilant and aware to maximize our potential. Yesh lecha potentzial. Each of us has such incredible potential. We have such incredible koach. Ta'asa. Therefore, what's my job? My job is to do. My job is to accomplish. Zetiv I nachon tzodek vehegyoni. Right? That ultimately, again, this is the teva. This is the natural order of things. This is logical. Al tilachem neged ze. Do not go ahead and fight against it. Al tirma es atzmucha va'al tizalzal v'ishiyu shelcha. Do not go ahead and fool yourself. Do not in any way put down your very personality. Yesh lecha koach l'mashu mesuyam tase. If you have the ability to accomplish something specific, do it. Ki achar kach lo tuchal lasos. Because afterwards, and we'll say, of course, afterwards refers to after 120, I will not be able to do it. Well, so this is an incredible idea. What the Ramchal is pointing out over here is that, interestingly enough, the default position of man is to accomplish and to do. That's our default position. The problem is we convince ourselves that it's not necessary. Now, we convince ourselves that it's not necessary for a whole variety of reasons. Remember, some of it goes back to our peer groups, to social groups, that if I surround myself by people who are accomplishing less, and I just accomplish just a bit more, a wee more than they do, then I just feel good about myself. The other idea is that we convince ourselves that there'll be time later on. And of course, the third thing is we just get lazy. We just tell ourselves, I've already done enough. I've already done enough. But the Ramchal says something absolutely amazing. The Ramchal says that I have to live life with a constant, what he calls potential awareness. Not a potential awareness, but a potential awareness. In other words, an awareness of my potential. And what that means is I have the ability to accomplish such a ridiculous amount. And the truth is, if I stop holding myself back, my default reality is going to become to accomplish, to do. And if I find myself in a particular situation and I will see that I have the koach to do it, so we'll say, so what happens? What happens? Let's be honest with ourselves. We often find ourselves in circumstances where we have the ability to accomplish. But what do we tell ourselves? So, of course, what we tell ourselves, well, answer number one, like if this was like Family Feud, you know? So, you know, and answer number one is too busy. Right? Too busy is always the greatest answer. I'm always too busy to accomplish whatever it is I need to accomplish. What am I busy with? I'm not sure. But I just know that I'm too busy. When will I be less busy? In the future. When in the future? Still not sure. All I know is that right now I can't do this particular thing because I'm simply too busy. It says that I'm Chal Nebuch. We have the ability to do certain things. We're placed in certain circumstances. We have the ability to accomplish certain things. And we just tell ourselves we're too busy. Why are we holding ourselves back? Why are we holding? Just, again, the default position is to accomplish. So if I find myself in a circle, listen, obviously, a person can't get involved in every single thing. There are certain things where I should put my kocho, certainly they should. So, okay, that's a different cheshbon. But in terms of an approach to life, if the approach is, what can I do? What can I accomplish? How can I maximize my potential? V'hainu, ki ma she'in ha'adam oseh, ad sha'koach masr bi'adam ibaro, hu koach ha'bechiri ha'masr lo kol yimei chayev. Boseh is an incredible yisod. Because Reist Ramchal, that a person has the ability, a person has koach, that is given to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a koach of what he calls a koach HaBechiri, a koach to choose. And that koach is given over to me all the days of my life. Shehu bahem bechiri umetzuva lasos. Hine lo yuchal lasos od bakever ubashaol she'ein hakoach hazeh el biyadot. We'll say it's a very dramatic statement. What the Ramchal calls the koach HaBechiri, the koach to choose. But it's not just the koach to choose. It's the koach to choose to act. The koach to choose to act is a koach that is given to me. That is given to me ultimately again during my lifetime. But that koach ultimately is taken from me after I leave this world. And I go to the grave, that koach to act, that koach to choose, that koach to accomplish is no longer with me. In this world I have the choice to do what I want. Bechira hamasur l'cha kol yimei chayecha. And that choice to do what I want, to accomplish what I want, is it with me all the days of my life. There's a shelf life to what Ramchal calls that koach habechiri, that choice. The shelf life of that is 120 years. After 120, I no longer have that koach. We'll say, let's just do another line, then we'll stop. Hakoach mivilna, b'yom ha'acharon l'chayiv bacha. It's actually a very famous ma'asin, quite beautiful. The Vilna Gaon cried on the last day of his life. Why did he cry? Lama. Hechzikes hatzitzis biyad. We're supposed to listen to this. V'amar. Hatzitzis hazeh kanisi osa kam beprutos. Kol kach poshet. V'kama mitzos asisi ita. He held up his tzitzis and he said, you see the tzitzis? I brought it with a couple of pennies. I brought this with a couple of pennies, a couple of prutos. And how many mitzvos? How much schar? How much positivity I generated with this pair of tzitzis? Ves hadara hakol kach poshet hazeh achshav shani holich lamus ani lo yochol lakachas iti lekayim. And the Gaon said, and now what? This simple mitzvah of tzitzis, which I fulfilled all the days of my life, which was so easy, and which gave me so much merit, and now I leave this world, and what? I no longer have the ability to fulfill it. Whereas what the Gaon was lamenting was what the Ramchal calls that koach habechiri. Right now, when I die and I leave this world, I give up my ability to choose, my ability to properly choose. From this point forward, I no longer have the ability to go ahead and accomplish those little things. Let's finish this last paragraph. Yesh ba'olam hazeh potential lasos. In this world, we have incredible potential to act. Al tizalzel b'yecholas. Because I don't lose, don't squander the opportunity. Al titcha osam, al tazniach osam, za'amiti v'nachon, v'yesh lecha potential gadol. Something so beautiful that again, we have such incredible potential to act, such incredible potential to do. We give ourselves so many excuses as to why we can't accomplish, as to why we can't do, but the truth is, those excuses are not really valid. Kadosh Baruch Hu put in us this koach to accomplish and to do incredible things. Don't squander the koach. Take advantage of it. Use that, what he calls koach habechiri. Go ahead and exercise that potential. And says the Ramchal, accomplish great things. All right, the most we'll stop over here. We'll pick up top of 75 tomorrow.